Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
And Podcast.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yo.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax.
And we are back and we have a special guest this week.
Yes,
and
sir.
He goes by the name of Tobias Eats.
I try.
Yo.
Okay. And y'all can follow him on social media. That's his social media.
Appreciate you.
And you're like a food guru.
I try.
Yeah.
You know, somebody, someone named me that one day and I was like, I could rock with it.
So is it special food or something or what is
it? So essentially, you can look it up. We have a show on Apple TV and Roku where we bring NFL players, UFC fighters, celebrities to family-owned restaurants that can't afford marketing. So I went to Johnson & Wales, you know. So a lot of my friends, all my boys, they try to open restaurants as soon as we finished up. I didn't go for that. I went for business and marketing. But it sucked because COVID hit. Didn't even get a shot. You know, and in this time where all these restaurants, like they're already on tight margins, they're already barely making money if you don't got a liquor license.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what we do is I'll team up with, you know, Allied or Fedway or an alcohol distributor, and I'll go up to like Patron and be like, "Yo, Patron, let's get Nick Gates from the Giants," or he'll hold it up and say, "This is amazing," and then we'll run it.
Yeah,
you know, instead of them spending, doing spends or just buying like bullshit or shot glasses or whatever. I'm like, dude, let's not do that. Yeah. Let's help them out. And then we teach these restaurants also how to utilize that and market.
Right. Bro,
exactly.
You know what I mean? We use SEO marketing. Here's the day and age where if you didn't make this kind of pivot, this media pivot, you're not going to make
lost.
It. You could have the best chicken parm in the world. It's like a song. You could have the best song in the world. And nobody heard it. Don't matter.
Exactly.
That's right. So what made you decide to focus on just like players though? Cause right, do you have these relationships with the different players and how did you get tied in with them?
Because I filmed the show like 7 or 8 times and they didn't care at all. And they were like, "Listen, man, you're awesome. But no one knows you, so no one gives a shit."
Yeah.
I was like, "Well, I know people." So I just asked, like, one of the first episodes I had was Frankie Edgar. Very solid. He literally lives, like, 20 minutes away from me.
Okay.
And I just reached out to him, and I was like, "Yo, listen, man, I got a concept I would really like if you would help me out with." And so he introduced me to then Corey Anderson, who fights in Bellator. You know, and then I met my boy Carl Robertson, who I kind of grew up with. I grew up with, and when I was jacked, he was fat. Now it's the reverse. But he came on. You know, and then I just started meeting people and then just being like nice. People love the concept and they'll just introduce me to somebody else.
Utilizing your relationships, you know, that you already had to then help other people be greater at what they're already doing.
Correct.
Now, were these restaurants that you were already going to before or are people suggesting these restaurants?
The first season was all places I know. I had personal relationships, you know, sometimes they were like struggling and I kind of just heard it in the background. You know what I mean? So I just reached out and I was like, "Hey, listen, here's the idea. What do you guys think?" And they were like, "Well, might as well."
That's fine.
What are you going to say? Like,
Have you turned these businesses? Is there anybody that you weren't able to help?
There was one, which I'm really disappointed about because we're airing season 2 and, I had Jay Harrison. He's on the Falcons now. He came with me there. It was in the American Dream Mall.
Okay.
But the location's not even there anymore. You know,
and the season is coming.
It's airing in like February.
Just held on just a little longer.
Yeah, it's hard. You know what I mean? Like some locations are just, it's difficult. You need it's everything. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
like you said, you had a great product, but being on the wrong block, it ain't it.
That's it. That's
fucked up. Because I see like a lot of people are doing that on TikTok as well.
Yeah.
Like they're deciding to take their restaurant and try to flip it around a little bit by using like viral moments on TikTok.
Yep.
And you do see these places go from being damn near empty to lying down the block.
Yep.
What is that? What is that? Why can't we just support good businesses without it just being because other people are eating there?
People
like, what is that?
Man. Same reason that everybody stares at their phones for a 20-second video over and over again.
That's some clout shit, though, but I get it. That's why I'm like, when I think about the Blueface and Chrisean Rock situation, right? How they're saying that that video of her getting dragged out was not real, that it was for a music video and it was for noise. And then now, like, the wedding thing, you know, that's probably for a video or it's for a video. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, but that's why people are tuned into them, because of these moments that they're creating.
Exactly. Right.
You know, instead of just being genuine fans of their music or something like that. It's like it
drama,
has to come
they need
with
trouble.
It.
Yeah. They need something with it.
But you're doing it in a positive way, and that's what makes it really dope.
We just try, you know what I mean? Like, I don't make any money off the show.
Really?
And we take all the money to make sure we figured everything out, and I showed them how to use a budget to really market it. So they look at me like, how do you have this many views? All right, I'm smart with what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Okay? I could take, I'm like, all right, who's your competition? X, Y, and Z. Right on Instagram, you can literally take a post, put money into it, and put little circles around your competition. So by every time you walk in, they'll see your spot.
Yeah.
You know, there's ways to do it. Yeah. It just, people don't pay attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they don't look that much into things.
Because right there.
People think like this shit is easy and it just happens over by chance.
No way.
And you just post stuff up and then it goes.
I'm telling you, eat a sandwich, post it on Instagram, and let me know how much money you're going to make. For real. Like, it's just, like I said, there's an art to it, a little bit of star power. It goes good.
But then is it difficult? Because then, look what you said. You was like, you were jacked up at one point in time. Does it get difficult for you? Because so many people, I'm sure, are offering you free things, free meals, free whatever, to do things.
Come eat with us.
Yeah. Do you ever say, like, damn, man, like, I want to do something other than go eat? Because I do sometimes.
So, I mean, like, this year, like, my brand has just really expanded into other things. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody knows me because of the whole Tobias Heath show and showing up at places with people and stuff like that. But I really want to take my media company, Yummy Media Group, and really turn it into something big.
Yeah.
You know, when we work with Saquon Barkley, Nick Chafnisky, and the AMP Foundation, that's the type of caliber of people we're working with.
Right.
You know, when I work with the New Jersey Devils and Prudential Center, that's the type of caliber of people we're working with.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I love the Tobias Heath stuff, and that's always going to be me, and we're going to keep running that up.
Right.
Because the more things that we could do and more things that we could help, that's how it started. And like we were talking before, we go crazy, we have fun, we party, but you gotta help back. And you gotta give back.
Yeah.
It's a personal thing I've always done. You know what I mean? And who's gonna hate on you for helping?
No, nobody gonna hate on you. Come on. Now that
I'm gonna have to disagree, you know?
Listen,
so
take those negativity and stay out there.
But you know who the people are, so I appreciate them people who show me who they are when I'm doing certain things. So thank you.
Correct.
Okay, well, you got a good head on your shoulders, and some of our listeners, their heads are a little off their show. They're a little confused right now, right? And it might be because of something Wax said.
Probably.
Or maybe something I said. But, you know, we always give out advice. And we have a couple of DMs and a couple people that reached out to us. So we want to help some of them out. Now, Wax, if anybody wants to reach out and get some of the world's greatest advice, where could they go?
Go to at Bullying and Beast Podcast. Europe.
And, we'll reach back out to y'all in the form of answering y'all on this show right here. And this person said, hey, L'Oreal and Wax, I've been watching the podcast faithfully all the way since 2019. I love y'all and we love you too. Thanks for the support.
Blessings.
Let me get right into it. I'm 28 and my man is 36. We've been together for 3 years now. He has 4 kids. Crazy, I know, but all from the same woman with who he was with for 11 years. Now, I know what you're thinking. How the hell is she doing this with him? But honestly, when we met, both of us were fresh out of a relationship, so we weren't trying to rush into anything. As time went on, we grew to like each other, started spending more time, and before I knew it, we were in a whole ass relationship. He asked me to be exclusive, so it's not like I just assumed. Him and his BM don't get along, but they make it work for the kids. He's shown me their text thread and will even send screenshots of their messages to me when they get into it. She can be pretty trifling, so I try to be empathetic to how he feels, even though I know he'd be tripping sometimes. So here's the issue. The other day, we were having a conversation, and he tells me that it annoys him when he does shit for his kids. Mind you, I have none, and he and I have suffered a miscarriage. So whenever it's one of their birthdays or Christmas, I go all out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not trying to outdo him. Oh, sorry. He hates when I do shit for his kids.
Okay.
So she forgot the I. Okay. It annoys him when I do shit for his kids. Mind you, I have none, and him and I have suffered a miscarriage. So whenever it's one of their birthdays or Christmas, I was going all out. I'm not trying to outdo him. It just shows how I am. So I'm having a hard time accepting what he told me. I know they're his kids, so I don't want to just defy him and do what I want because that may create issues later on. But at the same time, I feel like it's weird that he wouldn't want me doing things for them. It's not like I'm new. It's been 3 fucking years.
Yeah.
So what should I do? Should I continue to do me or should I take heed to what he's saying? I kind of think he's insecure, but I don't know. What are y'all thoughts?
Fuck that word, insecure.
You hate that word because you are.
I don't even know what that means. But it's like, I don't know why he's upset that she's, you know, that's coming from both of us. Yeah, because you had kids and I get something that I'm going to tell a kid that came from both of us. Yeah.
So
I'm looking at her. Are you saying this came from me and not daddy?
Maybe she did.
Oh.
Now that's the problem, Miss Lady.
Yeah.
Now if you like, look what me and your daddy got you and stuff like that, or he couldn't go to the store, at the end of the day, shorty getting everything anyway. I'm just paying for the motherfucking shit.
Correct.
Yeah, but if she is paying for it and stuff like that, regardless of who pays for it, it comes from y'all. You've been with this man for 3 years. She already knows certain one of his actions and how he is with his kids and stuff like that. Why you continue to keep doing shit and fucking up? I don't think he'd have a problem if you say it came from us. I think it's more of, I did this and I. So I think that's what I think the problem
is. So, but what if he is? What if she is saying this is from us and he's like, yo, what the fuck? No, I didn't want them to have that.
Yeah, bitch, you shouldn't be.
Yeah, then I don't get that because someone's being nice to your kids.
Well, maybe the baby mom doesn't like it.
Well, that's on her.
Yeah.
She should act right.
He can't afford.
Well, yeah, he might be doing too much. You know what I mean? Like, well, come to me first. Like, say, hey, I want to, don't just.
Or it's like, say she getting them iPhones and the most he could get them is fucking roller skates.
Even
like,
better.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day,
it.
Like, it's for the children.
She said the
you know
word
what I mean?
Outdo. That's what y'all didn't pay attention
I,
to.
I, okay, so at the birthday party, he bought skates.
Yeah.
And she went
she
and got.
She bought the iPhone with the Xbox.
Yeah.
Ooh. Whatever. With the game.
Mommy.
She got the bouncy house outside blown up in the street. And they just got them.
His friends come over and enjoy
they
themselves,
got them
too.
A Carvel cake. That's what they got.
Ah, bro, you got to communicate. Well, y'all two should communicate with each other. And you got to hold back something.
It's for the kids at
that's
the end
I,
of the
that's
day.
That's what I feel like.
Yeah. Like,
and I want to get mad. If Shorty, you over here taking care of my boys. You know what I'm saying? Just don't suck their meat and we out.
Is it like emasculating? Is that what?
I think that's what he
feels.
That's the word.
Because.
Emasculate me.
So like. Then you're right. They should just. They gotta just talk that at this point. They gotta just talk it out because the kids, if they want stuff and they deserve it, like they should get it. You know what I mean?
I think so as well.
For sure.
Don't make the kids suffer because you're insecure.
Correct.
Nah.
And that is insecure. It's like, bro, if she's using these key words that we have to pay attention to, and it's the fact that she seems to have more than him going on financially. The reason why I'm saying that is because she's saying words like insecure. Outdo him, like all these
and
things meaning bigger. Like,
that I
got for them. Mm. So she is, but he's telling her, like, don't buy my kid shit. That's crazy.
Yeah.
If a nigga tells me not to buy, first of all, that would hurt my feelings, right? If we're together and we almost had a kid and you're like, don't buy my
and it's
kids
for thoughtful.
Stuff.
Yeah.
That's sick. Yeah. I would have an issue with that.
I mean, let's look at it the other way. So would he rather just be like, I'm not going to buy your kids anything? Would that make him happy? Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
If she had a kid, would he not get for her kid?
That's what I'm saying. So, I don't know.
Same shit that she's getting. That's it. I feel like maybe he's just like, what the hell? Like, this bitch is getting them everything. I can't even get it for them because she got it.
Right.
And it's like, she's trying to be nice, of course. So she's not looking at it like that. She's just happy to have some kids that's kind of like her. Yeah.
Right.
And a girl who have a miscarriage is very, very, very hard, especially when she's seeing you having fun with your other kids and y'all actually made it work.
And you're not including her.
Oh.
Exactly. And so what the fuck are you doing?
Boy, are you crazy?
That's what's sick.
You better shut your ass down.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
What she want to do?
I don't understand why he would do that to her. That's real. So I think she needs to sit him down and be like, first of all, you're hurting my fucking feelings.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Don't
yeah,
hurt,
yeah, yeah,
but like,
yeah.
say that from, yeah. like, do you not understand that our child is not here? I could, like, I wasn't able to carry the child. That alone makes me feel away. And now you're taking me out of the only kids who I have to close to call my own. You're trying to push me out their life.
And a lot of women, when they are pregnant, they just get a nature of them, a motherly nature. It just automatically comes over them, even dogs. It just, if you wasn't a mom, once you had that baby, you're going to become a mom. You see what I'm saying?
I just feel like women just have that in them, period.
No,
like, I don't know. Like, as soon as I see a baby, I want to protect the baby.
Respect.
Like, yeah. I want to, like, you get what I'm saying? I never was a mother before, but my first thing, look, my goddaughter, soon as she get me, she falling asleep with me. She going to sleep on me. Like, you want to nurture it's just in our fucking DNA.
I'm like that with even all kids. It's
all bitches are the same. So we all.
No, I ain't say that.
You talk about women and how women are motherly. You like, I'm like that too.
No, even with guys, like, you got little kids that be coming around.
Now, y'all niggas will leave a baby, walk right past that crying
baby. No, never.
Not all niggas, but I've seen niggas walk past a crying baby.
Not even a crying woman. You know what I'm saying? Women and children.
I've seen a nigga walk past a crying woman.
I mean, if the dude was there and he didn't whoop her and she just crying something, I ain't gonna shut the fuck up. But if she's there by herself and I'm seeing her, like, if I can help you, hungry or you thirsty, I probably can help you do that. But anything else, I'm gonna stay out the fucking way. But if she over here crying, I can shut you up. You know what I'm saying?
It's a woman of 3 years to be around these kids for 3 years.
Yes.
And you're the father. What the fuck position do you think that's putting me? I love these kids too.
Yes.
Three years.
For sure.
Come the fuck on.
Yeah, he's
a bitch.
Yeah.
And they call you something. And they call you something.
I don't care. Come on. Yeah. And what are they probably still calling her? Pam. Like, you know?
Ask some Pam to catch Pam.
Go ask Pam to do it. Get somebody else. Go get Pam to do it.
Pam cakes.
You know what I mean? And it's okay. Go get some Pam cakes. And it's okay for her to take care of them, watch the kids when you need to, whatever, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
But when it comes time for buying the kids, you don't want to be outstage. And y'all should be on the same team, sir.
That's how I call
that's
it
real
corny,
fucking
bro.
Weird
yeah,
that you're competing corny, with your bitch.
It's immature.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't
So you
like,
got a son, if I buy him a bike, you'll be upset because you couldn't buy a bike? I think it's a little different with women. You know what I'm saying? Because a man
men compete
might
with their
be
women
a little...
Sometimes.
It might... If a woman just got so much more money and she is showing you out and she paying the bills and everything, you kind of is the bitch.
Listen, so there's any beautiful
ways.
Women out there with a lot of money that want to talk to me, I'm right here.
I am.
See, like, my thing is,
I ain't going to be the bitch, but I get it.
Yeah.
I got a couple dollars, right? And I know women around me that got a couple dollars. And for real, I just like am always on some shit. Like, if we're together, like, I could do shit sometimes. You could do shit. Like, don't make
team.
Me do too much, though, nigga. Because
then I'm still
the woman at the end of the day. But I'm not. So me, I know that I'm sometimes a little pricey. And like with the way that I like everything, the way I like to travel, what I like to eat. So I take that into account. Yeah. Because some people don't live like that.
Right.
So if I start dating somebody, I'm sure it's going to fucking throw them for a loop if they don't move like that. Like, yo, this bitch got to eat Nobu every day. Like, but that's really how
I'm also sure you appreciate it, too.
Yeah, but see, I also like, pay for my own. It's not like I'm like looking for somebody to pay for my shit. But then I'll pay for yours sometimes, too. But don't look for me to do that shit.
You know what, though? I feel like as a guy, you also want to take care of your female.
Yes.
See? You know
that's
what I mean?
Think it is.
You want to show them, listen, I know you got it, but don't worry. I got it.
Yeah.
Certain things, you know, a man, I mean? Just, like, should have to do because of the situation. A point guard is not going to go down there to the center. You know what I'm saying? Don't make a switch. You got the short motherfucker down there with a 7-foot motherfucker. It ain't going to go good. And that's how life is anyway. If you over here taking care of everything and all your peoples and all their protection come from the woman, and a man over here on some bitch shit, he might get fucked up and beat up.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Now, when we talk about giving gifts to the children, it's like, all right, you're taking care of everything. I'm not taking care of your kids. You are putting your kids through school. You pay for that baby mama, whatever the case.
Yes.
This is a fucking teddy bear and a dress and a this and a that. Just, I love these kids. And this is my way of showing that I love these kids. Don't push me out. And I definitely think that's a conversation. And it's fucked up that he's even doing that. Like, and if it, and let him explain to you if it's the fact that he feels like you're spoiling them, because that could be a thing.
That's cool.
You know, they might not deserve these toys.
Maybe.
And these things.
That could be a thing.
Okay.
You know, or see if it's something, if it's the baby mom, she may be a little upset.
I was going to ask you that. You think the baby mom might say something?
Oh, this bitch, she just going to come in and they calling her mom now? I think I told that story.
I had a situation like that.
Motherfucking, the baby called me mom to the mother. Never in a trillion years.
Cool.
Never in a trillion years.
And I'm going to tell you.
That's hot.
Would I ever ask this child or tell this child to call me? She called me L'Oreal is what she called
me, cool,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know why the fuck that baby did that and said that to her. Like, I really don't. I don't. But she held that against me and was like, yo, I don't want my daughter around her. She's calling her mom, telling her.
Yeah, nah, they don't like
and
that.
And he
at
had
all.
To say to her, like, let me tell you something about her. She ain't never tell her to call her that. Yeah. I don't know why she.
But,
never.
But you know what? If one of my sons call another dude dad, I ain't even looking at my son. I'm looking at this nigga.
See, you know what I'm saying? That's how she felt, but I didn't tell
that's
her
why
that.
I said respect. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at this nigga like, yo, bro, back the fuck off.
Why would you tell a kid to call you that? You never even that's
weird.
Sound right.
Yeah, you better not. I ain't
nobody's
your daddy.
Gonna do that.
I ain't your daddy.
Nobody who would do that though. Like, who would do
no,
that?
No, you got some people out there who just wanna do that. You seen Hands That Rock the Cradle.
Nah, she no good and damn well I ain't do that shit. Like, that's not my character of person. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's not
and
cool.
You don't even know me like that, but you know, come on, bitch. Like, no. And and if I did, I'd say it with my chest. You know what I mean? That's the kind of person I am. But it's like, that's crossing the line. You
somebody
don't
say,
yeah.
Daddy, and I'm over there, I'd be like, come here, son. Let me talk to you real quick. You come here. And you, I need to talk to you, nigga. why is my son calling? I just want to get it straight right here because I'm not going to go to my baby mom. Like, he calling him daddy. Now you're crazy as hell. You come here, let me talk to him. Oh, this is his first time calling me that. I never talked to him. Oh, peace, because I know you feel the exact same way. It's all respect here. As long as we got the respect
correct.
Here.
You got to communicate. You got to talk, man. Like,
but you let that shit linger, and then you hear daddy, and then daddy again. Every time you hear your kid say daddy, you want to fuck this dude up? He didn't
every time.
Yeah, but you have assume that that's on that person. Like, that's your child that's calling that person.
And that's why we say communicate that right now.
Yes,
but
don't take it out.
He can fix that.
He can fix that. Yes. You know what I mean? Like,
but don't just...
I'm your only daddy, all
right? Right,
don't do that.
That's fucked up. I think that this fucked up what he's doing to her.
Yeah, I think he's some coward bitch ass shit.
Yeah.
No, I'm a coward. That's some bitch ass shit. He ain't with me. I'm a coward, nigga.
Nah, yeah. So she needs to talk to him and have a heart to heart. Like, nigga, what are we doing here? Because I thought we was a family too. Like, I thought this was the family.
Yeah.
Three years is a long time.
That's
you're trying
huge.
To impregnate me.
Like you're and you're with these children for 3 years. You're not gonna feel something after 3 years.
You feel something after 6 months. You feel them. Yep. You feel it.
Those are like my kids. Yes. Now. Like, they're in this house. I'm taking care of them. I'm cooking them breakfast. Those are like my kids. I'm not saying those are my kids, but those are like my kids. I treat them like my kids. My nieces. Mm-hmm. I treat them like they're my kids.
Literally.
They're not my kids.
Right.
Yes.
But I treat them like the same.
Yes. Right.
Nobody's going to tell me everybody I can't buy Uncle or do Wax. Something for
they
them.
Better not.
Unless they're doing some bad at school. Like I said, a bad at home. And then you trying to cross the line and still get shit.
Yeah,
now you
cool.
dead wrong.
Yes.
No, don't interfere in parenting.
No, don't do that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But if you can be a great assistant, I'm there all day.
That's it. And yes. That's a conversation. And
any woman I have, they got their kids out there. Anyone that cares will still call me right now today. You know what I'm saying? So
that's a fact. Yes. And that's how it should be. But, you know, the baby mom might be hating.
It's cool.
She already said that they didn't really have a good relationship. Yeah. So maybe she's like, why this bitch think she could just buy my daughter ain't even supposed to be wearing nails. Why is she cooking
again? Little things is out of control. Now, if you're going to get the ears pierced and tattoos. And
not tattoos, but like anything other.
Yeah. Certain things you got to do is like, all right, but if you're going to buy, if he went and go, let's go to Carvel and get this cake, but you got a cake with his Power Ranger, shaped like a Power Ranger. Nigga, shut the fuck up and look at the Power Ranger cake.
Yeah, let the bitch do what she's doing.
What she do.
But they cake ain't good enough, so then they go and elect the stepmom more than the mom. That's what the problem is. They ain't got it. He ain't got it like she got it. Upstaging.
Well, bro, you need
to keep your money and save it for your kids.
Go sell drugs, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Go sell drugs and say, you better figure it out.
He's being too fucking selfish because he can't afford the good toys.
You know what I'm saying? Get your punk ass out of here, bro. That's why that other baby wasn't even yours. She got pregnant by somebody else.
Because
he acted like a bitch ass nigga. He ain't supposed to act like that, man. This is balance with this whole shit at the
She's
end of the day.
She's in there like, no, that's not. I'm sure she's shaking her head.
I forgot it's about her. Okay, I'm sorry.
Maybe it's not.
Maybe you did only have one penis.
No, but how'd that guy communicate with him and ask why?
I'll let him all out.
She got to press him about this. I would definitely press, like, what is issue? Like, why are you so bothered by this? That I'm doing something nice for your kids? Like,
I mean, it just sounds like a failure to communicate. No one's talking.
For sure.
Everyone's letting stuff build up and eventually it comes out.
He might got a whole nother issue. That's how I be. Niggas be having a whole nother issue.
It ain't even about that.
You know what? I was just mad because you ain't sucked my dick for 6 months.
You're right.
So I told you not to buy them. I fuck with you buy them fuckers.
Yo, listen.
I wanted you to suck my dick. Listen,
I got mad at somebody like that before, but it was really because her breakfast was nasty. So everything she did, I didn't like her no more. I couldn't get rid of her because she was cool and nice, but I hated her breakfast.
Oh, my God.
If you can't cook breakfast, I think you like, I'm worthless. You know what I'm saying? I can't cook breakfast. You know what I'm saying? But you a woman, you can't cook breakfast. Man, go shoot yourself in the foot. Yeah.
You're out.
You out of here.
Look, he like, you got to cook something.
Listen, poquito de frijoles, salchichas, come on.
Okay. So we got somebody else that reached out in DM. How can they reach out to us, Wax?
Go to Bully and the Beast Podcast.
What?
Go to @ Bully and the Beast Podcast. You.
Is that it? Okay, just making sure. I don't even know anymore. I hope you guys really read DMs, LOL. We're reading yours right now.
We got you.
Boom.
So me and my girlfriend both used to be overweight. She got a gastric bypass surgery. So now she's damn near light as a feather.
Okay.
Fast forward about 8 to 10 months. She still looks great. But I guess the surgery doesn't give her much of an appetite anymore. And that was definitely one of our bonding points. Trying new restaurants, buying a whole bunch of food from Publix and cooking different recipes. Finding dope late night dessert spots. That's me. I'm greedy. I'm like getting all excited.
I'm getting hungry. Yeah. What the hell?
I'm excited.
Ice cream and honey bun.
Now she eats a salad a day and maybe like a green juice. We don't even cook anymore. And she eats salad shit, soy shit, gluten-free bullshit. I love food,
this is upsetting,
but I can't
man.
Get jiggy with none
sound like
of
you
this.
A yogurt.
I can't get jiggy with none of this. What can I do? So wait, do you think, because this is interesting, like bonding over certain things, right?
Yes.
Like even when it comes to like people that are on drugs together,
yes,
like it's hard for them to get clean unless the both of them do it.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Alcohol, like habits like that, right?
Yep.
Once you get into the habit of drinking, it's kind of like that becomes your thing. Eating, drinking.
Yeah.
What happens when one person falls out of it or wants to get into a different routine, do you think that can still last? And has that ever happened with you, Tobias? How's that?
I mean, I can't do that soy shit. We need to eat some good food first. So that made me sad. But I mean, you got to support the person what they want to do stuff. Like me personally, I have so much obvious access to food. People invite me to all this stuff. But personally, I'm trying to take a step back. Not drink every single time I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, have a seltzer. I don't need to drink to have fun. You know what I mean? It's just hard though, because going to restaurants is very intimate, you know? Yeah, like, if I'm gonna bring a girl out, like, what else are we gonna do for the first day? Should we just walk somewhere? Or can I bring you
a nice walk?
Or can I bring you to a dinner, really get to conversate with you, talk to you over a beautiful meal?
But that's liars.
I think
people who the first couple of dates, if you're bringing somebody to dinner and sit across from them, all they be doing is lying to each other and really just making our representatives feel
lying?
So amazing. Because that's what it is. I haven't smashed yet. If you really want to know this motherfucker, fuck the first date and let's see what you get. I bet you know everything.
I bet
you know exactly who this motherfucker is. All that talking they say they're going to do and all this at dinner, like, I could do that. Oh, you doing this? I'm all excited about what you got going on. Oh, yeah, this and that. That nigga ain't fucked.
You should fuck the first date, but you should wait to have the first date until you're sure you want to really fuck that person. Because, like, I've gotten to know people more that I thought I might have wanted to fuck the first time I met them. And I was like, thank God. Thank God.
And then he had to pee and get up inside the car with his trip.
Oh, my God. No, and it's more. You said what?
I got to go to the bathroom.
What'd you just say?
I forgot what I said.
What did he say?
He was starting to jerk off on camera.
Okay.
I said, oh, y'all go somewhere. And before he fucked, you find out that he got a little shrimp because he ran out the car. He got to go to the bathroom.
No, it's mainly because I get to know the person more and I hate them as a person.
Oh, yeah. The more I know about you, the more I hate you.
But that's why I say before you even go on your first date, I want to get to know people before I go on the first date.
No,
I know that's weird, but
fuck you before
we
I don't like
text,
you.
We going whatever. And then we go on a date, and then that's when I decide for real. But, like, sometimes when I get to know a motherfucker, I'd be like, thank you, Jesus. I dodged the motherfucking bullet.
Yeah.
So fucking on the first day is not always the best thing. That's my longest, relationship.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, like, every girl that I've actually talked to, I feel like it's like I went out with the squad, you know, maybe one of the girls that I know brought her friends.
Peace.
You know what I'm saying? We all went out, had a good time.
Like, yeah.
We fucked.
Yes.
We woke up in the morning. All right, let's go get brunch.
Dope. And then you
know
stay
what I mean?
Together.
And then you kind of just stay together. Yeah.
Yeah.
For real? So you don't have one night stands.
I mean, I'm not going to say that. But
you in Miami, right?
But,
but that might be your girlfriend next week because, you know, how does that work?
This lifestyle, I can't have no girlfriend.
No. Like,
nah, I'm way too focused on grinding, making my money, doing all that. I don't have time to give myself to a woman that way.
I feel like guys,
you know what I mean?
I'm a heavy lover.
100%.
I love love.
Why do guys say stuff like that? That sounds so crazy.
Because
you can do both.
Well, you're gonna get somebody not full of themselves. I'm saying you want 100% of the man to keep his focus on you. If you want him to also go out and get that money, he can't do both.
You have to do both because who the fuck wants somebody to be 100% only focused on them and not working? That's life. No, I don't never
so
want 50, nobody.
So that means I'm only giving 50% of my job or my grinding. Because
why?
I got to give that to you. You need to have it.
So you either got to have somebody in your face 24/7 or in a job 24/7?
The more you like me, the more you want me around, the more you want to be like not wanting
correct.
To go out with money. I know girls who don't give a fuck about money. Don't want me to go out and do nothing. Just stay home and cuddle or lay around.
That's not true
nothing.
Because then they want to lay somewhere. And where's that going to be?
They don't understand that, though. They don't understand that, though. Y'all understand what it really takes for a man to go out in
again,
these streets.
Again, then that's not the partner
go get a
for
buck.
You. That's why you need somebody that's giving 50-52. All that shit going to be 100%.
She giving 52%?
Damn.
Yeah. You giving 50-50, right? So
you
giving,
said 50-52.
You giving 50% to her and 50% to your job from what you say. And she giving 50% to you. And you going to get that 100% one way or another. I keep telling you, you be having the wrong partners.
I hear you. I mean,
so when you get
you
the right partner, you don't
up.
Never feel like you taking away from nothing.
Respect.
Like I know like with me, I feel like if anything, it's like building. Like if I don't feel like I'm building with somebody, we should be able to help build each other up and
exactly.
build together.
That's why we here.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Y'all keep thinking like, well, now because you got this negative mindset these past few months where you're like taking away from taking away.
No, it doesn't.
But I feel like most guys, y'all think like that until y'all meet someone that adds to your situation.
That's amazing.
Correct. And that's amazing. I mean, I always feel like if you feel at some point like you really do want to give yourself to somebody and you feel that way, then it'll just happen naturally.
It gotta make
you can't force it. You know what I mean?
Never.
Like
no.
You gotta vibe.
No. Yeah, I never think you feel like it. I feel like it comes along and then you're like, oh shit, this is it.
It's that's
never,
it.
Yeah, because you don't just sit there and be like, all right, fuck it. I'm gonna get a 50. Here come the bitch with the other 50. Like, that's not how it works. Nah. It's just kind of like, and it mostly happens when you don't need, want, or think you're going to ever have it.
Yeah.
And then that's when it comes and you're like, shit, this is, I wasn't looking for this, but fuck, it's perfect. It happens
just like that, man.
But you being negative and in a negative mindset, sometimes we push things away from us.
I try not to be negative, but I try to, and like you said, I try to not to bring my old relationships or old situations.
Yes,
y'all
do. You have, what is it?
PSTD.
Okay.
That shit fucks your life up, bro.
What's it again?
You ever had PSTD?
Listen, bro, that's
off a relationship.
100%.
Yes,
it's 1,000%. PTSD.
PSTD. I don't know.
PSTD is the right one.
The STD.
With chocolate treats mixed into dark chocolate ice cream, the Tillamook Chocolate Collection is a chocolate game changer. Because the thing that pairs best with chocolate is more chocolate. Tillamook Chocolate Collection Ice Cream. Extraordinary dairy.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But it's just like, man, like, I need to, for example, you're right. I just came back from Miami, right, to go do some business on the weekend that I found about last minute.
We didn't hear what's
you know what I mean?
But that's how it is.
You know what I mean? So I get an opportunity. I'm going to get up and go.
Yes, for sure.
Now, I've had PSTD because when I've been with a female and I got to get up and go. Now she's screaming at me saying, well, we had dinner reservations. What happened? And I'm like, well, I gotta go.
That's like, when I be feeling like that's not your person.
That's
like,
right.
You gotta be understanding. And somebody, like, don't get me wrong, somebody could be upset because you did have plans. That's one thing. You can't get upset with somebody for being having emotions, right? That's what I always tell people. Like, a reaction is one thing, but screaming and yelling, then that's toxic.
That's where it's toxic.
For them to be a little upset, it's okay. If I was looking forward to something, I have a reaction.
Believe it, we a little upset too because we let you down. If we really love you and I let you 100%. Down, I'm like, I have to go do this. Like, damn, I know. You know what? Call a couple of your friends that's married. That ain't out here sucking dick.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Correct. Those are the best people to get advice from.
Yeah.
I get my advice from my married friends.
Yes. If you got your girl and all her friends is whores.
Right.
You still staying with her?
Well, think about who she's hanging out with.
Thank you. I need you to drop all. If I put a ring on your finger, I'm expecting everybody to be either married or also engaged to her. Any of your friends that's, I mean, say you got to like, you know, we're not of that no more.
No, it shouldn't even just be whore. Sometimes people mentalities are different. They could be married and married for the wrong reasons. It's certain people that you just don't want around. Not even just around, but sometimes it's good to have those friends. But like, I have friends that like, I know good and damn well if I'm going through something with my nigga, I'm not going to tell them.
No.
And they're good friends. Right. But it's
everybody
it's
not for every situation.
Reasons. Yeah. It's different reasons why I would. First of all, not everybody even going to understand your situation and which it not everybody's going to think how you think. So that's why I say, like, my married friends, like, those will be my go-to where I'm like, all right, if this is somebody that I'm thinking of on that level, I'm going to talk to somebody that's married.
Yes. Yep.
And that's really because that's how I look at him or whatever. That's how I would move. Now, if it's a nigga that I don't give a fuck about, I'm about to ask my ancient friend.
Girls be plotting, Girls be plotting sometimes. You're sitting here saying, yeah, I don't know about him no more. Now, all of a sudden, she wants to be my friend.
What do you mean?
Like, I've been in situations where here's the girl, we're not getting along, it's not going to work out. So she's complaining to her friend about it. Now her friend's DMing me.
Bitches are shy.
You know what I mean?
I know why you treat my girl like that. You so bad. Why you so bad? Yo,
that's
talk to me. I need to talk to you.
Like, that's throwing their ass.
We gotta talk. We gotta talk.
Yeah, let's talk. We gotta get this girl past. Or even it could even be fucked up when you try to help get a wedding ring for your girl.
Yep.
Or yo, her birthday present. So me and you gonna go out to go get a birthday present. Yep. That's trouble. Don't do that.
Nah, what the fuck are you going out to go get a birthday present?
That's because your best friend know what you want.
Yeah.
No, see, like, my best friend is a shopper. That's what she does. And you can hit my best friend. And she's going to tell you everything I want, okay? All the bags, the shoes. But, like, she ain't got to go nowhere. She real funny, too. She'll be like, what the fuck you want to go somewhere with me for? I'll send you pictures, nigga.
See, I like that girl. That's respect. Like respect. Yeah.
Nah, but here's the thing. Even the... Niggas be so cool. Like, I don't look at my peoples like that. If you my friend in this day and age, mm-hmm. it took a lot to be my friend.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? So
true.
I done already know. If we was like people. Early 20s, then yeah, I've been like, them bitches was trifling. I don't know who was trying to fuck who. But in my older years, if y'all still doing that shit, that's crazy. And I don't mean older because we ain't that much older than it. Peace. But what I'm looking at is like, we grown as fuck. If you still feel like you gotta connive and fuck with my nigga on the first of all, y'all can have each other. Let me give y'all the blessing. Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm gonna do is hit you with a crowbar, bro.
I wouldn't even do nothing because for real, you just saved my life.
It's kind of disrespectful,
100%, because they're gonna end up doing that shit to themselves.
Regardless,
because that's just how you is.
I'm real heavy on respect. Period. You know what I'm saying? Certain things just. Certain people, man, just, I'd rather you make me mad or upset, don't hurt my feelings. And that right there would definitely hurt my feelings. And I looked at you a certain way. Because if you my peoples, believe me, I looked out for you some type of way. 100%. Throughout this time, that's just the type of dude I am. I'm going to look at you and be like, yo, you need this. Or if I'm going towards something, I'm like, oh, nah, my dude or whatever. I'll try everything to try to put you, if you my peoples.
Yep.
So if you do some dumb shit like that or some sly shit, it ain't got to be with my bitch. It could be with some bread or even my kid or anything. Yep. I'm going to fuck you up. The closer you are to me, I'm going to fuck you up.
Yep.
Okay, I get that. But for real, what's really going to fuck somebody up is just not fucking with them. And I know you feel like that's... Motherfuckers be hurt like a motherfucker when you don't fuck with them no more.
But you know what? And that's what it is. Listen, you owe me $500 and you want to pretend like you don't. I don't care. I don't need the money like that. If you're worth $500, that's you.
That's it.
That's all you worth.
I'm not worth $500. That's
$500 to get the fuck away from me.
100%.
I paid you to leave me alone.
100%.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't need no friends. I need to figure out who my friends are.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I said. I would be like, good. Thank you. Oh, shit. Y'all fuck with each other. Oh, shit. Look at y'all.
All that shit.
Y'all.
Like,
y'all so cute.
You put so much effort into someone. Like, because I'm like you. We was talking about this even off camera before. It's respect. Like, in an argument, I don't curse at you. So please don't curse at me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't think if we have an argument, if I'm going to date somebody, then I'm going to date them. I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to fuck around. No.
First 6 months.
Correct.
So wait, yeah, so you're a faithful person.
100%.
Wax isn't.
First 6 months. You got 6 months.
Listen, I just think.
Wax is a piece of shit.
No, I'm trying.
He said first 6 months. First 6 days.
No. First 6 months, like, word up. If you don't do no bullshit, I could do a year with you. But I want it, like, let's do 6 months at a time. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then the next 6 months, if we continue to keep doing these 6 months things, we all right. Mm-hmm. If somebody could tell you right now, yo, you got to go to jail for 2 days.
He's annoying.
The first day you get in there, you might do push-up. You all right? Because you know you only got 2 days.
Yep.
If somebody tell you got 20 years... The second you walk in there, you sick throwing up.
But I'm saying every 6 months a different person.
No. Every 6 months, I think we should renew our thing. But you have the option to leave. You see what I'm saying? Once you know you got an option to leave, it's like starting all the way back over again. Like, yo.
I mean, you're right. That honeymoon phase looks gorgeous.
So keep having a honeymoon stage over and over again.
How long does the honeymoon phase last?
I think like 6 months.
I feel like that's a good amount of time. By that time, y'all have vacation probably together or gone somewhere cool.
Yep.
Y'all been boo loving.
You smell her doo-doo.
You're starting to put it on the story. Yep, you smell her doo-doo.
So what? And no, you don't. Girls don't do that.
You know if she flushed her tampons or put it in the garbage.
Everything.
Without tissue on it or not.
What do y'all
Flush that shit. I'm not talking about that shit.
I honestly have just never seen it. I don't know if girls go
to God bless you, bro.
Oh, my God. Just disappear. Except for once. I was like a psychic. I'm going to tell you why. This is discuss it. But the other day, like, I was rushing and I thought about it and I was like, yo, did I flush my tampon? So I really had to call my dude, like, yo, this is really disgusting. And I promise you, I've never done. I said, go in the bathroom and just flush the toilet. Like, don't look in the toilet. But I did it. It wasn't there. But I had to tell him just in case. You get what I'm saying? Because what if he lifted it up and saw it? I would have died. So the best thing to do
my motherfuckers don't give a fuck. I'll open the thing and say shit.
You would have still opened it. Yeah.
That's how you know you love the motherfucker. You see what I'm saying?
Nah. Yeah. Come on.
You
gotta
flush the toilet.
Nah. If you leave a turd in there and I see nasty ass and I still fuck you that night. That's how you know he loves you.
That's love. That's love. No, I agree.
That is disgusting.
You gotta leave it in there sometime, L'Oreal. See if this nigga like you nasty ass and leave. He don't love you, fam.
No, I literally, he started laughing. I was like, just
he love you.
I was telling him.
He loves you.
I was so embarrassed talking about it, but I had to talk about it. Because
yes.
It's nasty.
Well, you found out the man love you. That's great.
Yeah. Because look how cute and giggly you are right now talking about it.
No, it's disgusting.
You know what I mean?
Period. You That's know what I'm saying? This is so great. I like this guy for you now. You seen the doodle and the period together? And then they got the doodle and period together.
And they're both laughing about it.
Oh, my God.
I seen that, though. I seen doodle and period together.
Stop.
So it's like, what the fuck?
I didn't say that.
I cursed. Like, what the fuck is this dumbass nasty shit?
I don't poop. Wax, I said that to you before.
I know girls don't.
It wasn't that. It was just what I said, and it wasn't even that. But, like, that's really disgusting. Like, y'all are nasty, but we know y'all are nasty, so it's different with guys. So we see shit or something like that. We're like, nasty-ass nigga. Like, but when it's for real, like, that's what we think. Like, we just know, like, y'all niggas are nasty. Y'all with y'all shitty drawers. Like, y'all just
no.
Nasty.
Oh, my God.
Y'all nasty.
I ain't got shitty drawers.
Yes, you do.
I don't. I mean, I always go to Target. I ain't got nobody watching
my
clothes
right
now.
You got baby wipes on you right now?
Even when I shit, my shit ain't that crazy. I ain't got no shitty drawers. Like right now, you think I'm sitting right now in a stain.
You think Tobias eat?
I'm hungry right now. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You can tell the way Wax look. You can tell his shit is disgusting.
Nah, my shit.
Just how he looks.
Yo, real, you know it's crazy. Like,
and he used to grab his shit with the tissue and all that. That's
yeah,
nasty.
But listen, at the end of the day, it's like I got seven sisters, and I always wanted to like when I got a nasty, smelly shit, I always be like, yo, come here, help me do it, and then lock them in the bathroom because it stinks so bad. I think God or somebody, one of my sisters prayed that my shit don't stink no more because my shit don't stink and I can't do it to nobody.
You nose blind, nigga. You just can't it yourself.
No, like. No. I'm telling you, my shit don't be smelling like that. Yo, you probably have a one and two, one like twice a year. I'd be like, yo, this would be a good one to lock somebody in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But why you always got to talk about shit?
I want to lock somebody in the bathroom. You can't breathe when this shit is rocking. You know what I'm saying? But my shit don't be smelling. I think it's too much. I eat a lot of spinach and I eat a lot of beets.
We didn't help this person.
What happened?
I completely got off sidetrack. I remember what she said, to be honest.
What she say?
Okay, the nigga said that his girlfriend got skinny. And
oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, listen, if she wants to get skinny, let her get skinny. Yes, support her situation and find something new to do.
Okay.
But you know what? I had some.
Not salad.
Like you say, you got to support her. And I, one time, you know, I'm dealing with somebody.
Oh, I'm scared to hear this story.
No. This one good. This one
so
good.
Off topic again.
No, it's not. So I smoke. You already know that. And she stopped smoking. But now she looking at me like, oh, you smoking? And like looking at me as a bad, like, bitch, you used to fucking smoke right around with me.
Right.
But long as this fat, I mean, this woman right now is not killing him about every time he eats something. She's like, oh, you know, that's not good. The calories in that. Look at this.
Yeah.
Now exactly. You're ignoring me, fam.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You used to do the same shit. Let me get in the same mind. Now she's motivating you to be like, oh, look at this. This will help you out. This will make your dick get harder. Won't you tell a man that his dick can get harder and he can last longer?
He's in.
They're going to eat that shit.
100%.
I tell girls all the time, you need to know a man before you know your man. You know what I'm saying? No
I
man.
I just missed everything you said. Does it have to do with this?
Yes.
100%.
Okay, what did you say?
Women need to know men before they know their man.
Okay.
And what she don't understand, I'm saying, hopefully she's not going here trying to kill him like every time he's trying to eat. Look at the calories on that and do this and do that.
I'll be an annoying.
Yes, because I had a girl. She stopped smoking. She's like, I'm going to do too much of no smoking and I'm smoking everything. She's like, Oh, you had to smoke that much? How many you had today? And all oh, like, whoa, I hate when people do that.
Don't tell me how to live my life. I'm not telling you how to live yours.
But now, if you tell me, yo, I heard if you only smoke one blunt a day, you last for 30 minutes more, or your meter get harder or bigger, that motherfucker won't smoke one blunt a day. You got to know how to motivate. Psychology. That's what I'm saying. You got to know how to motivate. Remember you said you stopped drinking? I said you definitely ain't going to stop. Because I was trying to say, I want you to prove me wrong.
Yeah, but I kept drinking.
I know. I was right.
Yeah. I mean, literally, if she's like, eat spinach and I'll suck your dick, I'd be like, I guess I'm going to eat that spinach.
You got to know how to motivate this man. The way this situation sounds is like she's just not motivating him in the right way to try to get her on her level. I think she's like, you know,
now,
telling him that.
Some guys are stuck in their ways, though, and they need to motivate their own self, and they know that. And you could keep encouraging them, but it's not until they snap into it to be like, this is what I want to do, that they do it. So she could keep like hinting and doing things. And maybe he's just being really stubborn. He has to also be willing to open his mind up. Because right now it just sounds like he's like, oh, this salad shit, this gluten free. He ain't even trying it.
Attack
the
meat.
Shit good. You get what I'm saying? You know me, I don't eat meat either.
Peace.
So, I mean, in the beginning, I used to be like, this shit tastes like fucking dog food. Yeah. Like, that's how I felt too. You know what I mean? But then I got into it. I tried different things. But you got to be, open your mind. Mm. When you're in a relationship, you both got to be willing to do things.
Motivation. At least try.
Try something. Who knows? Maybe you might get into it. And then maybe you'll get slim and feel like how she felt.
Yes.
That you don't want to eat that stuff anymore.
She got to know how to motivate him. She got to sit there and motivate him with pride. Don't break his pride down. Build his pride while you're doing it that way. Now, if you try to bring this man's pride down, you're going to fuck him. But attack the meat. If you attack the meat, because our pride is right here. You know what I'm saying? It's not here. Our pride is right here. If you could tell us that we got a bigger meat when, oh, baby, the last couple of days when I was giving you that spinach drink, like, you last longer. Sex just feels so good. And the way you kiss me, just like, what? This man is going to do. Hey, that's all he's doing is
y'all
drinking this shit.
Y'all be like, so wait, what was different about
that spinach drink, like, baby?
It was that spinach.
That spinach drink.
That's a fact. You're right.
You got to know how to attack his pride. You know how his pride is
not
his meat.
Attack.
You got to, you know, it's a certain way to attack it.
Stroke his ego, you mean.
If you stroke it, he's going to stay right there because he's comfortable. Who don't want to get stroked? You got to attack that motherfucker so he can move a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Attack it, but in a good way. She over here trying to attack it like, oh, you eating that, you're going to be fat. You're going to have heart diabetes and all this other type
but
of shit.
But he's also seeming very, like, again, like, he's seeming very shameful towards her stuff as well. So it's like they both have to meet each other halfway. She has to start being so judgy, like she wasn't doing the same shit last week.
Yep.
And he has to start opening his mind to there could be other things other than what y'all used to do before. In a relationship, you're meant to grow. You're supposed to grow. You're never going to be where you met at that time. That was your bonding time. Mm-hmm. Anything else could be
bonding
time. Yeah. Anything could be bonding time. Like, you could fucking watch TV and find a fucking show together that's bonding time. Yep. You can fucking find a hobby. Maybe y'all both find out y'all like to fucking create shit or make beats together. I don't fucking know what y'all do. Mm-hmm. Feed the homeless. But maybe y'all can't eat, but y'all feed the fucking homeless. Like you said, there's charity things that you like to give back. Tap into other areas of
your
life.
Ain't she feeding him? It's kind of her fault.
She's eating salad.
Yeah, but now
they were both eating. That's what he said. We used to go to restaurants, try new spots, go to Publix, cook together. Now y'all could cook healthier stuff.
So what has changed? Just because she's not eating, they can still do the same exact thing.
Yeah, he's not into that food. He's saying, remember, he's like, the gluten-free shit. Like, I don't want this bullshit. Like, they can make juices and shit together, but he don't want that. So that's not right either.
Yes.
It should really be like, yo, let's try to figure out something where we can meet in the middle. Like, there's fucking plant-based options. Let's cook some fucking plant-based lasagna and try. Not everything is going to be good either, but that's the way of trying.
I went vegan for two reasons.
I was.
But I went vegan for the football season, but I made everybody else in the team think that I was only vegan so they could try to eat healthy. But every night I was going to Applebee's and getting a rack of ribs. and fucking
that's
all this type of
liar.
Shit. You know what I'm saying? And also it was this girl who wanted me to be vegan. I lied to her for 2 months and told her I'm only vegan. But I was eating vegan. But I just ain't tell her what else I was eating.
She don't gotta know.
She ain't gotta know what the other shit I was doing. But I'm eating vegan. I'm vegan right now. If I'm You're only lying. Reason why people are vegan is because they eat vegan. How the fuck are you vegan?
Right.
If you don't eat, that's all you're doing is eating something to make that's you something. Different.
Yeah.
The fuck? I just found that, like, if you play basketball, you're a basketball player. Is that crazy?
I actually concur with what he's saying.
Of course you do. You just found out what, Wax?
That if you play basketball, you're a basketball player.
Okay.
Like, whatever you do, you are.
So I'm saying, I literally eat food and drink, and people are like so excited when they see me.
I do what everybody else does.
I literally was with, I don't know if y'all listen to Spanish music, but yes. Alexis y Fido, I opened up for them, right?
Dope. Yeah.
And by opening them up, I'm like, because I don't do music like that, even though we got some projects going on. Bless. Shout out Amadeus, shout out Ryan Vandal, shout out the boys, Angelo Knows. But they're like, I'm like, you want me to open up for them? Like, yeah, I don't got no tracks yet. But they're like, do the thing that you do. I'm like, what are you talking about? They give me a bottle of Grey Goose. And they're like, do the thing that you do. So they want me to go up there and just pour alcohol into women's mouths. And that was opening up for them.
That's great.
Wow.
But people get so excited. Like, there's this one girl, I didn't give it to her. She looked too young. She started crying.
What?
I was like, oh my God.
So if you out there and you next to your girl and a dude come over and start pouring liquor in your girl mouth, what are you doing?
That's not my girl.
That's a fact.
That ain't my shorty.
That's not my girl.
You call me insecure,
my girl
B-cure, C-cure, D-cure, motherfucker. I'm that cure.
It's funny y'all say that because there was a viral clip that where the guy was chefing and he was feeding her off of the fork and the guy was sitting next to her, the boyfriend, and she went to go get the food and he tried to come in with the mouth tube right behind it. And she was like, whoa, like she backed up real quick.
What the fuck you get for playing around with this wolf?
Nah, but her boy, no, he was the chef. And the boyfriend just sat there laughing like, ha ha.
He liked the guy, he liked the chef too, that's why.
Yeah, because I think I would have punched, if it was a damn girl doing that, I think I would have had to punch that bitch in her fucking mouth.
So are you insecure?
No, that's not insecure, that's disrespectful.
That's what we call it.
You just had to put your mouth on my fucking, my boyfriend? In my face?
I said, say, L'Oreal, you know, where's the Taki spot where they go like this with the thing and squeeze it? So you and your boyfriend together, right?
What's that?
The Taki spot.
I don't know what Haki that
Taki?
Is.
Haki Taki? I've never been the food space, Haki Taki.
The one where you squeeze food and it comes out?
No, you squeeze the thing and the dudes, they be opening their mouth and you get to squirt it into the hibachi.
Oh, hibachi.
Yeah, yeah. And,
he said Haki Taki. I'm like
I'm like Haki Taki.
So y'all two together, right? And then the person come and then he opened his mouth and he's pouring it. What
the
are you
sake.
That's he's not pouring my the boyfriend.
Sake. That's not your boyfriend.
That's not my nigga.
If I'm up there with my boys.
My nigga would slap that nigga before he opened his mouth.
What the fuck are you doing, bro? If one of my boys doing that, I'd be like, yo, bro, you know what that is? That's his meat. Pissing in your fucking mouth. That's squirting in your mouth at the end of the day. That's just what it's showing. So if you over here open your mouth like, give it to me, you dumb motherfucker.
But I'm not going to lie. I feel like if somebody like gave you a compliment, like a chef or something, while he was cooking and said something fresh to you, I think you would laugh and you wouldn't try to fight him or nothing like that.
Talk to me.
Like, you know them chefs be having little jokes and shit that they be saying?
Like what? Talk to me. I mean, talk to me or my shorty?
I'm trying to think of something that I've heard one of these niggas say before where they kind of hit on the man. Like, they'll say little certain things.
Yeah, dudes always try to hit on me, but I don't know nothing.
You just laugh. Yeah,
that's peace. Yeah. You could try to hit on me, but you can even punch me. But if you do that to my shorty, I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, but I'm saying 100. With the hibachi shit.
If a dude open up, I'm like, yo, bro, I'm going to give you a wedgie. And then we both going to laugh.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
No. I'm not the guy that ruins the mood.
Yeah.
Especially when there's women around. Women and children around, I'm not the guy that ruins the mood. I'm going to keep laughing. Weird. I'm going to keep looking at you like, all right, that's one.
That's
I'm going to give you three.
You still Huh? What if he still pours it towards you, like trying to make you do
if
it?
If he be like, squeak, squeak, I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna go back there. I'm gonna go around. I'm the chef now. And I'm gonna pour that shit all over. I'm gonna yoke his ass up. Like, this is what power really is.
Okay.
I got your back, baby.
All right, let's get into some of these trending topics of word on the street.
We got.
Okay, so a woman was on a flight. In mid-flight, her boyfriend broke up with her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was it? Okay. Fuck off!
Are you doing this on a flight, young lady?
Okay, go ahead.
Nah. Nah.
This is a library, young lady.
So I get TNG involved.
Oh my God. Why would you break up with somebody in the middle of a fight? First of all, I get anxiety.
Is he on the phone?
No, he was on the flight. They were on the plane. They were flying. Like, they were literally together, and he broke up with the bitch on the plane.
You dumb nigga. You dumb.
Would do that?
He should know better than that.
No, come bro. On, bro.
Come on.
I've seen people do it in a restaurant just in case they would, somebody did react crazy.
Yeah, so be around all these people.
You did it outside, but on a plane where you're stuck sitting next to the motherfucker for the next couple
of
hours?
No.
And I ain't got time for that, especially if I'm sleeping. I hear all this screaming.
I can't smoke a blunt. I can't walk outside.
Whoa.
You can't nothing.
And listen, I'm guaranteed, like, I had a dude, he was so drunk, he kept going by the cabin and kept going in and out of the bathroom door because it's right there by the thing. And he tried to open up the captain door, and the lady was talking to him. He like, no, move. Man, I said, bro, if you don't shut the fuck down, I'm going to knock you the fuck out right now. He looked at me and sobered the fuck up. And set his dumb ass down.
No, people have been getting crazy on the plane. But I can't imagine.
Dare
that
you.
What? But that's crazy. She went psycho.
I mean, you know what it probably was? It just was like a shock. And now you're sitting next to this motherfucker.
Now you got me inside one of the people like, you better shut that bitch the fuck up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Even worse. Now you got people fucking arguing with you.
Now I don't even know why she's. I don't know if this is a decoy. Y'all trying to do some shit to blow this shit the fuck up. My mind is on all different ways.
There's probably kids everywhere.
Don't do anything like this. Don't do me like that.
And he probably told her he fucked her best friend.
Oh,
that's the kind of scream that was.
Well, we need to fuck him up then.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's heartless for doing it. I know. First of all, like I said, I get anxiety on flights. So that alone is like flying is already crazy.
I wonder where they were going.
I know. What if it's Cali and they just got on?
Or they probably leaving for the trip. Like, he probably said, I fuck your friend.
That's what I'm saying. I think he fucked your friend.
No, not her.
He definitely.
Yeah, the one. The one
maybe she just found some on his phone.
Or he got another girl.
And that's out. Oh, my God.
That's probably why he took us to the trip, because he knew he fucked up on the way back after she had fun and stuff. I gotta let her know now, fam.
Yeah. Before
and whichever one of your boys said, nah, tell her on the plane, don't tell her now. He dumb too.
That was stupid. I don't know why the fuck you would tell that bitch on that fucking plane. That was the dumbest
thing. Fucking
What's
stupid.
What's the worst place you ever got broken up with? Like, where were you when you found out, like, a bad place?
I mean, I've never gotten broken up with. I usually do the breakups. Yeah, I don't know. I get very probably, like, paranoid about, like, being with a girl for too long, I think.
Yeah,
for real?
Yeah,
my breakup story was fucking horrible.
Yeah, I mean, my last breakup, she went crazy, grabbed all of her shit, threw it in the car, and it was at my house. And my mom's was at our house too, you know. And she really liked her too, but she went crazy, grabbed all the stuff, threw my things. I was like, okay, please
stop.
You
cheated?
No, I didn't do that. I was just like, listen, this ain't gonna work.
Oh, I'm like, you just came out of nowhere and said this isn't gonna work?
I was just like, listen.
Was it on a plane?
It was definitely not on a plane. Definitely not on a plane.
Yeah.
It was just, it was just at my house. She came over and I was just like, my mom was there. So I was like, all right, she's not gonna go crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Feel the same way. You know what I mean? Yeah. But then I was just like, maybe I shouldn't have done it with my mom visiting us, but I was just like, yeah, this ain't gonna work.
That's
baby girl.
Just a devastating. Were y'all going down the road of not working already, or was she?
She was. I think she wanted to get married. She wanted to like do stuff, and I just don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or not?
No,
with
just not now. Yeah. You know, just not now. I just don't have time. I got to be on my grind right now. Yeah. You know.
Respect that.
And I respect her, so I let her
know. Thank you later.
That this is not gonna work out.
Yeah.
She wants different things that I want. Mm-hmm. You know?
And, do you have kids?
And is, nope.
You never
kids.
Want kids.
Oh, maybe one day. But again, I just have to feel that way. Yeah. I'm not saying no. I'm not saying yes. Yeah. I'm saying I don't know.
Taking these motherfuckers out.
I'm sorry, but I'll go back to saying, like, I feel like when it's a certain person, you'll feel different ways. That's I remember, in the beginning, mm-hmm. I didn't even think about nothing with kids. I'm like, kids? Mm-hmm. The fuck, I got mad shit I got to do for my own career. And then I'm like, you meet certain people, and you be like, well, kids ain't that bad.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I was thinking about one this. Or two.
Well, that's what it is, you know what I mean? I mean, like, and that girl I was with for, like, 4 years.
So that you knew that that wasn't going.
Well, again, because I know we're going two different directions,
yeah.
And I don't owe to waste any more of your time.
Was she career driven?
She was,
or like a housewife bound.
I mean, she was very career driven, but she would rather not
be a housewife,
and she would rather just be no. She would rather just be a housewife, not have to do anything. You know what I mean? Yeah. Which is fine, but. Then you can't fault me for going out when I got to go do stuff.
But did you ever get broken up with?
He said no.
Never.
No?
No.
That's crazy. Not even young?
Because if a girl gets crazy, I'm just like, all right, I'm done here.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. You've never been
There's so many cute women out.
You never got your heart broken.
Never?
No. My heart is broken right now.
But how? Oh. Nobody
else. But...
Because he knows what he loves. But he knows what's
best for
him.
Because I know
what's
best for me.
Yes.
Because you love her.
Of course.
But you had to let her go.
Had to.
I wish the girlhood had the respect that you have for that girl. This girl, and I snuck up on her. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing you don't ever fucking do is sneak up on a girl, right? So I snuck up on her, and I bought a puppy.
Oh,
my God. You see what I'm saying?
Ooh.
I bought a fucking puppy for the shih tzu. You know how much shih tzus costing back in the day.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Bought the fucking shih tzu. I was sitting in front of her house. It was Valentine's Day. But I was living out there in Carolina. She was out here in Jersey. So I drove all the way up here, bought the shih tzu, and she had me sitting in front of her house for like 8 hours, kept telling me she around the corner, she about to come, but she was with another nigga.
Oh, man.
Fuck me up. And I sat there all this time. So when she finally came, I gave the puppy to her and I left. And I just knew it was over, but it was like, I bought the dog. I don't even know if the dog died or nothing. I know nothing
That's
about
crazy.
The dog. Last thing I heard about the dog was blind.
What?
It's not funny. But that hurt my feelings because I wish you didn't have told me, like, before I spent my fucking rent money on this fucking dog, you could have told me.
It was done.
That was the worst fucking breakup I ever had.
Yeah.
And I probably would have screamed in that motherfucking flight too for that fucking shih tzu.
I mean, that was still crazy. That girl went crazy at the airplane. I mean, they're gonna throw her in jail.
Exactly.
She's going to jail. Oh, hey.
You gotta make an example out of her.
Sure. Yeah.
Make an example.
She probably gone to the crazy house. She probably lost her fucking mind. But okay, last but not least, Michael B. Jordan. He was on Saturday Night Live a couple weeks ago. And he spoke on his breakup with Lori Harvey.
Right.
And he talked about how, like, some people said, you know, in order to get over a relationship or a breakup or whatever, you, like, work out. And he was like, but I was in Creed top shape. So, like, what the fuck else was I supposed to do? What's a way to get over a relationship that went bad?
Smash another girl.
I mean, but that's only putting a band-aid. That's just trying to stop the blood.
Uh-huh.
But you're going to still be bleeding. So I think the best thing I would do when she bounced with the dog.
Puppy. The puppy.
That fucking puppy,
man. Oh,
man,
that's so rough.
The shih tzu, man.
I feel so bad. A shih tzu?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's a beautiful thought puppy.
With the fucking tail that went like this. You know what I'm saying?
With the curly tail?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's fucked up.
But, so what I did, I just prayed, man. I went to Jesus, bro.
I like that.
Because that pain was so hard, yo. Because
praying worked.
Prayer works.
Yeah.
And the other bitch, you get that pussy real quick, it's cool. You think, But if you nut fast because you haven't been getting no pussy because you ain't really feel like it, now you feel even worse.
For real. Yeah, right.
What type of fucking fuck are you really about to do? Because you really want to fuck some shit up because you hurt.
Yeah.
Now you go on that motherfucker.
And then what, like, though?
Now you even more fucked up.
But that's his thing. So you fuck the girl and then you fuck her once and then you fuck someone else. So you keep that girl around. What would you do? Because you said you're trying to get over this other thing.
I've been trying to date a whole bunch of girls, trying to meet someone. I don't know. Trying to get
your mind off of it.
Yeah, I just can't. I don't like.
Because time heals.
I don't like thinking about it.
Time heals.
Guys are so weird to me. Y'all want to get out of a relationship so y'all could get in relationships with mad other people. So it's like, wait, but you didn't want a relationship.
But I don't want a relationship still.
Yeah, but then you'll have many relationships with mad people. So it's like that's still a relationship. Even though it's not a committed one, it's some sort of a relationship.
You know, I think it's because
when you're fucking and stuff like that.
It's a safer relationship. Because when you end it with one somebody, it's so much vulnerability, it's so much, you know.
You could get hurt.
Yeah,
that's the whole point. You just don't want to get hurt.
I don't want to get hurt.
But I'll fuck these bitches I know I'm not going to like.
Correct.
So instead, y'all hurt the girl before you even know what's going on just so that you don't get hurt.
No. I'm like, I will show her respect. Obviously, obviously, she just came home with me. We did our thing. You know, I'm not going to say, all right, here's the Uber. I'll see you later. But like, you got to cut her off right there. Hey, listen, I'm not looking for nothing long term. You want to come to the club. You want
to
do all that?
Oh, no,
you're right. It doesn't work sometimes. Like, I got a text. I said that to one girl and I got a text message like this long. I'm not even joking. Like this long about how fucked up I am for doing all this. And I'm like, all I said was, I just don't want a relationship. I'm sorry.
Like, but she's like, why you eat my ass, my pussy, suck my toes, and then fuck me raw, and then talk about you don't want to be in a relationship with me.
Yeah, y'all definitely should.
Why are you busting this out of me then?
I'm pregnant. You talking about you don't want to have a baby.
I'm like so bad with confrontation, so I'm just like awkward about it, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
Sometimes I just gotta stay completely quiet because I really don't know how to do it.
I was like, next time I won't.
I'll try better next time. He said to him,
if you don't want a relationship, why did you bust inside of me? He's like sitting there like, duh, stupid bitch. And it's like,
he was drinking.
You could have a whole family behind that, y'all know, right? She's not being stupid. When you do something like that and you're fucking a girl raw and you're busting inside of her, of course she's going to think y'all have something, because y'all can have a fucking baby and then y'all be tied together forever.
That's her fault too.
And you're okay, but she, because she's taking on with the accepting, like, to be around you for the fucking ever.
But I'm saying, if she just now meeting me and she let me smash her raw, the fuck
you
is wrong with you?
Too, so
we are dumb.
You?
We got the hammer.
I had a bottle of Casamigos in my system.
Give the man some credit.
Well, at least one person here is going to wrap this up. And that's me. Boom. So we're going to end this with Wax's ABC.
Yep.
Y'all know how it goes, huh? Oh, Black Excellence really quickly, because we're already way over and I have a flight to catch. Okay. So we're going to give it to Jim Jones' mom.
Hey, Mama Jones.
Love. She got her a young whippersnapper.
What?
A fresh young tender. She got her a man, okay? Jones got to have a man too. You know,
Jim?
What I
mean? What's up, Jim?
She is outside. She got her a young whippersnapper. So, you know, that's Black excellence right there. But, you know, mama got to have a life too.
I understand that, you know.
Respect.
My dad passed in COVID, and I was like, you know, my mom, my sister, them always playing around like, oh, what did mommy get to do? We gonna set mommy up with a date? And I said, I guarantee you, I'm chaperoning everything, and I know I'm gonna fuck this man up. I know it. I don't think nobody's good enough for my mom. My daddy wasn't good enough for my mama. So you think I'm allowed some other man? You think I'm allowed some other nigga to come up in this motherfucker and do what? What the fuck you trying to do?
Okay. Well, we also want to give Black excellence to Reggae Jean Page and Michael B. Jordan, because they are the world's most handsome men, according to science. And
actually, the two are right here.
I'm about to say, what, they taking pictures and shit?
No, right?
Not quite.
Piece of Roxy.
Not quite, but usually they always pick like a white man and shit. So the fact that it's two Black men, big shout out to them, Black excellence. And also, don't forget to go over there and vote for our guy, Angelo.
Oh,
AKA
yeah.
Twerk guy.
Hey. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
You know, and
it's not on every show.
It's
Star phones.
Right. It's going on until March 3rd.
Dope.
So make sure y'all go on over and vote for him. And you can simply do that.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
The Westchester as social media's best influencer. And the voting is March 3rd. How can they vote?
Westchestermagazine.com.
Let's get some Black excellence going there. So we're going to wrap this up with Wax's ABC.
Yeah.
How it goes. Wax's ABC. We'll give him a word. Make sure he uses it in a sentence. Make sure he gives us a definition and tells us what the word is. And this word is hard. This one
That's
is
easy.
Y-A-K-I-T-O-R-I. What's that say?
Yakitori. Yakitori.
Yakitori.
Yakitori is Yakits like Oreos. Your kid is Karate Kid.
You hit Tori.
Yep. He's
hit Tori Lane.
You know, Karate Kid, his name is Yakit, and Ori is the old man name that what he was with. So Yakit is the, like, yo, Yakit. And he's like, Ori. That's what somebody calling both of them together. They just put it in one thing.
I don't know.
So like, you ever seen Yakit and Ori?
Nope.
They was over there. You know what I'm saying? That's the Karate Kid and the old guy that had the beard.
Okay.
All right. So I was listening. I was watching the Karate Kid, and the old man name was Ori, and Yakit is the dude that was over there with Last Dragon doing all the kicks and stuff like that. And one of the people that was looking, I was watching the show, and one of the people was looking for both of them. And they was like, did anybody see Yakit and Ori? And that's where that word came from.
Yakitori.
So Dragonfly, Last King, what was it? It's all the movies in one?
Because
that's two different movies, ain't it?
Karate Kid.
Karate Kid and Last Dragon are two different movies.
No, Dragonfly Jones. Dragonfly Jones was
and
asking
Karate
about...
Karate Kid is something totally different.
But
Martin's karate character. Yeah.
Who is this? I'm going to get you, sucker.
Okay. You just said 16 different movies, and it's none of that.
Who is this? Oh, that was Shogun. Yeah. So what is that?
None of those. That's the Last Dragon.
The Last Dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you said Martin's name.
Dragonfly Jones.
And then you said Karate Kid. Like, you had all kinds
yeah,
of
that,
shit going
Karate
on.
Kid name is Yakit and the
no,
old man name is Tori.
No, you put all the movies together that had anything to do with karate, basically.
Except for Rush Hour.
Yeah, that's the only thing. If I would have said Chris Tucker, I would have known exactly what he was doing. So, okay, so what does this mean, Twerk? What is it? What's happening?
The word is Yakitori, and it's a Japanese... boneless chicken dish.
Kind of what I said.
Yeah, he's setting you up.
Kind of what I said.
Now Twerk is kind of just setting you up on this. Now he giving
that's
you Japanese
good.
Words.
I knew
shit.
What it was. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yakitori is like, that's what they was calling the guy. So I guess they was calling him Rice-A-Roni.
Same thing, fried rice. What else do you have going on coming up for us? You say you got the music. Let the people know.
I got season 2 of Tobias Eats. I got like Mike the Situation's going to be on it.
Nice.
We got, again, my boy Nick Gates. We got a lot of really good talent on it. That's going to drop at the end of February. And then that'll be on Apple TV and Roku.
Dope.
And simultaneously, I'm working on some really cool projects music-wise. So I've just been inspired by a lot of the people that I've been hanging out with and been around with, you know, especially at those, you know, Sus One dinner and a movie events that I've been.
Yeah. Sus,
my guy.
It's a lot of kings in that room when you walk in.
Blessing.
And they're all such great human beings, you know, and I talk to them. And I actually was just doing, you know, I was filming a studio and they couldn't figure out this one part. And I was like, yo, just do the Spanish thing. Like, everybody loves the Spanish thing right now. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, all right, run it back. They played the track a couple times. And I'm like, all right, do it like this. And I'm like, on some, like, on some, like, Spanish stuff. And he goes, do it again? He goes, get in the booth. I'm like, nah, bro, I don't do music like that. He goes, you do now, get in the booth. Mm-hmm. So I have a really cool project coming out. I'm really excited. I got a lot of friends that are going to help me out with it, too.
That's fire.
I got a lot of kings that are going to be part of it. So stay tuned.
Yeah, that's real dope. So make sure y'all follow him. Go check out the show for sure if you haven't. And if you could give us your top 3 restaurants right now.
Talk to
us. Ooh, okay. I'm a very big fan. If you guys are in Jersey, go to The Block. It is outstanding. Usually it's like a 3-month wait to even get in.
Wow.
Really?
You know what I mean? It is
and what kind
top
of food
tier.
Is it?
We're out of Jersey.
It's in Long Branch, so right by the shore.
Yeah.
It's literally like an incredibly amazing steakhouse.
Really?
You know, like they're known for having like the best steak in that area.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So definitely shout out to the block. Those guys are awesome. And they always make me feel like a king. You know what I mean? Cool. Even in funny ways, last time I was with my boy, shout out Jamie G, for he owns Eat Clean Bro.
Okay.
And so that's my brother. Yeah. So we all went out to.
I knew about it because of y'all. Y'all was the first guy. People that I was fucking with.
Jamie's wife. Yeah.
And he made a. I was getting the meat sweats, so he made a kid stand next to me and just wipe my forehead every single time.
Yeah. That's
crazy. I was like, "All right, stop the nonsense."
And what's the other two?
I'd say, the other two. One is honestly very brand new that I added to the top tier list. It's called Mazu. It's a restaurant in Freehold, New Jersey.
Okay.
Super low key. You know what I mean? But when I walked in, they kind of already knew who I was, and I'd never been there before, and they showed me nothing but love. Exactly. It's all sashimi, sushi. They literally took a fish out for me, cut it up in front of me, made it sashimi, and then used it to decorate the plate.
Wow.
I'm like, okay. Yo.
For those who don't know what sashimi is.
It's wax.
So,
which one person in it.
Sashimi is, you know, sushi.
Okay,
right?
Peace.
So sashimi is sushi without the rice.
It's a bunch of raw shit.
Just a whole bunch of raw shit.
You don't do that.
Uh-huh. He goes, maybe.
I mean, let's
try it.
I need a motherfucker.
He goes raw, but he doesn't eat
Nope. I got tuxedos.
Okay. They don't make those no more. We've established that. And then third?
You know, I gotta give it to... I'm gonna give a shout out to this diner that it's called Marlboro Diner. Mm-hmm. It's in, it's again in Jersey.
Cheers.
Kara is this girl that I met early on when I started to buy seats. And before I did anything or did anything, she gave me a shot and gave me like the first like $500 I ever made to try and do stuff.
Oh.
And her food is just crazy that you would never expect at a diner.
Yes.
Like out of nowhere, she finesses crazy things. I brought Corey Anderson from Bellator there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we just, again, I'm all about the vibes, you know, there's great food everywhere, but a lot of the people are the reasons I go to some of these spots, you know, because they're just genuinely good people.
That's great.
Yeah, that's hot. Great I'm vibes, not going
to lie. Food tastes better.
I will go back to the same restaurant, which I do. And shout out to all the rest of the people that know, they know. Like, Say Less, I will be at Say Less each and every fucking other day, every week. Shout out my boy, Dar. He's coming on the show, I believe, next week.
Okay.
But what I love is, it's funny because I was going to this new spot, and I'm not going to bash them because they're Black-owned, but everybody was telling me about this spot. Mm. So we booked a table. We was going to get a little bottle, like get dinner or whatever, six of my homegirls. And we get there, and it's just, like, not the vibe. When I tell you, I'm sorry, and I know everybody was looking forward to going there, but I was like, Dara, I definitely called Dara, and I called the Uber, and we got the fuck out of there. Mm-hmm. And I went to Say Less and had an amazing time and was good. I had just went to Say Less the time before that. I was here a few days ago. I went to Say Less. And I'm like, it's not even about, and the food and stuff is great, but it's about how you get treated, 100%. The vibes, always. The music. Sometimes that's 10 times better than anything else.
Yeah.
I knew that us walking in that restaurant, we were going to be good.
Correct.
Yes. We were going to be have a great vibe.
They're going to treat you like family.
They're going to treat you like family. And even if you're just your first time here, you're still going to get treated like family opposed to getting pushed around. Like, what you say, the kind of bottle you want. Like, just it's just
correct.
Too much. Like, I don't
I put
like
dude
that.
Put on the back of your shirt.
You're spending all this money and you get treated like, and even if I'm not, if I'm spending $10, I'm putting my money into
establishment,
whatever.
For sure.
I want the same love. And to me, like, you cook with love, you treat the people with love, whatever. What you eating is what you going to, so if they cooking with anger,
you're going to get that anger.
Yes.
You eating that. So yes. I don't want to, I'm very funny about, in particular, about where I eat. So I'm definitely going to stop by your spots. first off, of you saying the vibes are crazy.
Yes.
And then the food is good as well.
It's because we could talk about clout places all day long. Of course they got good food. Yeah. We all know they got good food. Mm-hmm. But it's a different experience when you walk into a place where they already have mad love for you.
That's blessing, a fact.
Blessing. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's how JetBlue is with me. I hate all the other flights they take.
Okay, we're going to get out of here. Fully Independent Podcast. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And Tobias, thank you so much for coming
through. Thank you guys for having us. For real.
Anytime.
Appreciate you.
And where can they follow you again?
At Tobias Eats on everything. T-O-B-I-A-S. You can't spell eats. I really can't help you.
Yeah, I thought you said seats, bro. I'm going to say, yo, fat.
He spells PTSD wrong.
Oh, yeah. What did you say? PSTD?
So just imagine that. You're literally spelling it out and he spells it wrong. So y'all know
God.
How to spell eats, hopefully. And we'll see y'all next week.
Blessings.
Bye.
Cheers.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.